Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Going to talk some NFL. We've got the co-host of Tiki and Tierney, which you can listen to right here on KFBC before we come on the air. Tiki Barber joining us. What's going on, man? How are you doing?
I am good, Keith. How are you?
Outstanding. And, you know, I heard the whole deal with the Broadway, man. That's awesome. Are you? How pumped are you for this?
This is exciting. You know, about 15 years ago, I was dabbling in some off Broadway plays and a couple little musical things, and it just kind of a dream just kind of fell off. Got busy doing other things, and the opportunity came to play Don in Kinky Boots. I'm the antagonist in this play, in a sense. And I don't want the Kinky Boots made in the shop. Ultimately, I come around. It's obviously a feel good play and a performance. But I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a challenge like none that I've ever experienced. And as I keep telling people, this is one of those bucket list things that you didn't even know was on your bucket list, but now that I have the opportunity, I can't wait.
That's going to be sweet. I want to dive right in here because you and I have, when I've been able to talk to you, we talked about Josh Allen some, and I want to get your thoughts on how his rookie season has gone. This is how I explained it yesterday on my show. Josh Allen is who he is. I don't know if he's ever going to be a high completion rate guy, but he's going to go out there and compete and play hard, and doggone, I mean, he looks the part, you know, outside. He's had a nice rookie season for a roster that's got really nothing to it.
I hear you, man. Their offensive line is garbage. I mean, it's terrible. I feel bad for the kid. And it was a point where, you know, they started Nate Peterman, and then I forgot who the other kid they went and got. Not Nikita, because he was an old man. They went and got just to play so he didn't get beat up, right, Josh Allen. Mm-hmm. But what that inadvertently did, because they ultimately decided to put him back in, was it showed or exposed a side of him that I didn't know about. I mean, I knew from his measurables in college, oh, he's a big kid. He's got big arms. He's got, you know, big hands. He looks the part, and, you know, he's just got to develop into a pocket passer. I'm like, that's not happening in Buffalo. Sorry. They're just not good enough. But what we're seeing is he's more like Lamar Jackson than he is, you know, Andrew Luck. He has this ability and this confidence in his athletic ability to run and pick up first downs and, you know, make plays with his legs. That gives the Buffalo Bills a chance, and that's awesome. Because in the NFL, we romanticize quarterbacks coming in and figuring it out. I see that defense; it's cover two, but oh, they're shifting into a combo coverage, so it's three on the backside, right? And he read it and he made the perfect. Forget that. That's not what it's about anymore, right? Football has evolved into making it simple for quarterbacks so they can read, react, get the ball out of their hands, and make plays. And if they can't, they find their check down, or they scramble and pick up 3 or 4 yards and keep the down in regular movement. But what we're seeing with Josh is that he can do that and take it into a 100-yard game. He's got 500 yards and 6 touchdowns on the ground this year. It's a side of him that I don't think the Bills knew that they had, and that opponents still are figuring out when he comes and he throws it on them.
Tiki, I don't know, did you see the latest with the Denver Broncos, that story that Woody Page came out with yesterday? Did you happen to see that?
What's about Shane Ray? Is that the one?
No. Okay, so apparently last year, and then Les Shapiro there at Mile High Sports Radio came out with an even more in-depth part. Apparently John Elway met with Mike Shanahan last year.
Okay, you saw that. Yeah, we talked about this a little bit yesterday.
Okay, what do you make of what's going on with the Broncos? Such a proud franchise that has just fallen. Big time, man. Jeez Louise.
I feel like they're lost in the woods right now, and they want to make decisions, but they don't know if they're making the right decisions or the wrong decisions. And we know this from any level of business or competition. If you're uncertain, you have very little chance of having a successful result. And look, I know that there's a relationship between Shanahan and John Elway, and in that sense, it sounds good. But I would ask why. There's so many good young head coaches who can come in and completely change the culture of the Denver Broncos. Or if you're really dead set on rebuilding this from the defensive side, which was their MO for a couple years ago, even going back to when they won a Super Bowl with Peyton Manning, go grab Vic Fangio, who's dying to be a head coach, who got passed over by the Chicago Bears, and they held him there. And look what he's doing with that Chicago Bears defense, right? There's options that are better, more viable, more current than going back into the wood, woodshed and pulling out the old tools. It just doesn't make sense to me. It might look good and sound good internally, But from the outside, it leaves you with a big question mark.
Yeah, I agree with you on that sense. But I'm just curious on who's making the decisions, because we know, unfortunately, Pat Bowlen is out of the picture. But, you know, his daughter is suing the three-headed monster that's kind of running the team, led by CEO Joe Ellis.
Yep.
Joe Ellis and John Elway don't seem like maybe there's not communication there. It doesn't seem like there's any communication going on in the front office right now.
It's chaos. It's why, you know, and... It makes me appreciate, you know, obviously I played for the New York Giants. It makes me appreciate the stability of the Maras and the Tishes, who have been the owners for a long time. Even when there was a transition because of death, both Wellington and Bob Tisch passed away in 2005, and it was seamless to Steve and John Tisch and obviously John Mara. What we're seeing, I think we see this a little bit in Tennessee, it's a little bit less convoluted, or at least public, with the Tennessee Titans. But it happens in the NFL, and when it becomes public, it makes it worse, because we start questioning decisions and why executives are doing certain things when it's not focused on winning. Well, what we should be talking about with the Denver Broncos is, how do you turn this team into a winner? And is Vance Joseph the guy to do that? Instead, we're talking about, well, who wants whom to be their buddy, and who's talking behind whose back in order to make something happen. And that's just no way to run an organization.
Okay, one more before you let you go. So since we saw 54-51 with the Chiefs and Rams, it's defenses have caught up now since then, it seems like. Why is that? Is it just because these defenses are so smart and so good they can be able to do that on the fly?
Well, it's not that they're smart and good. I think they're just coached better because they've seen it, right? Early on in the year, and Sean McVay will tell you this, at least he told my brother this, because Rondé with Fox did a couple other games. He's like, we do all this motion and flopping and flipping of formations because we want to create the illusion of complexity, right? We want the defense to start scratching their head, like, what the heck is going on, which forces them to go into a base coverage, right? It's when you don't know what's coming at you offensively from the offensive side, you stop, you reset, and you go into a base coverage, whether it's cover two or cover four, something simple, something predictable, which then Jared Goff can manipulate and take advantage of. But I think what defenses have started to see is, okay, they flop the tight end, and they motion the wide receiver back over, then they shift the running back, but they're actually not doing anything, you know what I mean? They're just trying to confuse us, and if we just sit and run what was called, we'll be okay. And so defenses have caught up because they've seen these schemes over and over and over and over again, week in and week out. It would be different if only one team was doing this stuff, but so many teams are doing it, you get to, in a sense, practice against it.
He is Tiki Barber. He is the co-host of Tiki and Tierney. You can hear him right here on KFBC before us on the Sports Zone, and he's also going to be on Broadway. Tiki, Merry Christmas. Have a Happy New Year as well. Thank you so much for the time and all you do at CBS Sports Radio.
My pleasure. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to you and your listeners.